531.
BME News at 5. Talofa Kwe. I'm Mina Amso. The international community is under the spotlight again for its lack of urgency towards climate change and climate action for Pacific nations. Oxfam and the Pacific Seas countries, which account for the greatest levels of emissions, need to step up and show leadership now. This comes as recent surveys reveal that climate change is slowly driving vulnerable communities into poverty and hunger. The NGO's humanitarian lead in the Solomon Islands, Cameron Natulu, sees, with climate change conference coming up, the importance of collective responsibility is the way forward.
It's vital that wealthy countries or the bigger countries that emit more show leadership. For example, G7 alone is responsible for nearly 40% of the carbon emissions, while the G20 for more than 3/4 of that. They have a bigger responsibility, especially to the Pacific, and they also have the capacity and resources to tackle climate change.
Pacific leaders wrap up their two-day meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden with a suite of aid and funding investments worth more than $800 million. Diplomatic posts will reopen in the region and Niue and Cook Islands officially recognized as sovereign states. Much of the focus has been on combating the climate crisis and establishing a new trade and investment dialogue to provide development assistance. The largest slice of funding will go towards the South Pacific Tuna Treaty, worth $600 million over the next 10 years. As Fijians await the announcement of this year's general election date, there's controversy around a string of recent electoral amendments introduced by the ruling Fiji First government. The amendments give greater power to the Supervisor of Elections, Muhammad Sanim. Victoria University politics professor John Frankel says there are concerns the amendments are aimed at silencing opposition parties.
A lot of different amendments, including amendments that dramatically increase the power of the supervisor of elections, amendments to the way that voters are registered, amendments that require parties to cost their campaign pledges, which I think the consequences of which will be that parties won't make many campaign pledges.
And now to sport, and female sports stars are banding together to get New Zealanders behind women in sport. Its Time campaign, launched by Sports New Zealand this week, aims to raise the profile and get more Kiwis watching females in action. New research shows only half of the population would watch a female team sport on TV, attend matches, or watch media coverage. Auckland women's cricketer Bella Armstrong says female cricket has grown and is worth getting behind.
I think it's awesome to have all the sports come together this year with three World Cups, home World Cups, and I think there's a real chance to grow women's sport in New Zealand with those being here. The fact that our T20 league is every single game's now covered on Spark Sport, the growth has been massive.
That's PME News at 5. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmenews.co.nz.